B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Teh Zayin. We're going to start approximately the middle of the Omud by the two dots, HaChotet B'Godesh. The Gemara takes us back to a Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Teh Zvav Omud Aleph. We saw in the Mishnah the final statement in the Mishnah, HaChotet B'Godesh, if somebody hollows out a haystack, Lasa Isle Sukkah, in order to make for himself a Sukkah inside the haystack, obviously the area inside that he burrows out will have to be 10 tvachim high and 7 by 7 tvachim in area. Eine sukkah, it's not a kosher sukkah, as we've discussed a number of times, because of ta'aseh v'lo mina osui, the schach in and of itself didn't get put on, it wasn't made into schach, it just happened, it became schach by virtue of the fact that you've burrowed out the area underneath it, and that is an issue in Hilchas Sukkah. Says the Gemara Omar of Huna, lo yishonu, this halacha, that the sukkah is possible, is only elo she'ein shom chalal tefach, b'meshech shiva. That's only if, when you actually made the haystack, when you piled the hay up, there was no chalal, there was no opening, there was no airspace of at least a tefach high. And this is Rav Huna, we've already seen elsewhere in the Gemara and Daf Yud, that says that the area that's considered a sukkah, so to speak, a schach, is called schach, if it's on top of a single tefach of airspace. So if he didn't leave any airspace when making the haystack, then what it says in the Mishnah stands, and if you then start digging out into the haystack, it's ta'aseh v'lo minasi, because whatever's going to be left as schach was never a schach when it was initially piled up, and it was not piled up for the sake of being a sukkah. It was just made into a haystack, wasn't piled up for any other reason, and therefore it's not a kosher sukkah. That's what Rav Huna says, Leishonu elo she'en sham chalal tefach b'meshech shiva, that there was no tefach high by 7 area before. Aval yesh sham chalal tefach b'meshech shiva. If, however, there was an airspace, if somehow he managed to create an airspace whilst he was making his haystack, right from the beginning, he left a tefach high and 7 by 7 an area that was not filled with hay, and the hay somehow was covered over it, then harezeh sukkah, then it's a good sukkah, because now any schach that's piled over that tefach of area, tefach height of space, then that was obviously done for the sake of sukkah. Rabbeinu Chananel speaks this out, and he says that normal person doesn't leave a space underneath his haystack. If he went out of his way to leave such a space, it must be that he intended later to make to burrow out, and that tefach of airspace would then become 10 tefachim of airspace and become a sukkah, which means that when he piled up all the hay on top of the haystack, it was done with the intentions of being or going to be used as schach for a sukkah, and therefore it's kosher. Then harezeh sukkah. And it has to be noted that if he left an airspace of a tefach high and 7 by 7 tefachim wide, that means the area of 7 by 7 tefachim, then that's the only part of the schach that will be kosher, is the part on top of that. You can't afterwards widen the area, because any schach on top of that area was not piled up l'shem schach, it's ta'aseh v'lo minasui, it's posel schach. So if it's less than 4 amis away from the original 7 tefachim, you could say doifen akuma, but otherwise it would become posel. Says the Gemara Tanya Nami Hochi, we found a brisa to this effect. Hachotet begodish lasis leisukkah, if somebody digs into a haystack to make a sukkah, harezeh sukkah, it is a good sukkah. Asks the Gemara of Anantanan, we explicitly saw in the Mishnah on Daf Teh Zvav Amud Aleph, eino sukkah, that it's not considered a sukkah. So we have a contradiction between a brisa and a Mishnah. Elo lav shma mino, the only way to resolve that must be, could Rav Huna, like Rav Huna said, shma mino, that's the proof that indeed, if he had a haystack, but initially he left a tefach high, an empty space, with an area of 7 by 7 tefachim, then piling a haystack on top of that, and later digging through this haystack above that area, above that tefach that was initially left, and making it, creating a big enough area to be a kosher sukkah, that is, it's a kosher sukkah. Says the Gemara, and because the version we just saw now was that the Gemara says Omar Rav Huna, as if Rav Huna was commenting on our Mishnah, and then we brought proof to Rav Huna's explanation of our Mishnah from the fact that there's a brisa that seems to say the opposite to the Mishnah. Ikka derami le mirma. Others say Rav Huna was actually coming to answer the question. Some asked a contradiction. that nana choytet begodish lasis lisukah ena sukkah. In our Mishnah, it says that somebody digs into a haystack, the sukkah is not kosher. V'otanya, we saw elsewhere in the Braisa, hareiz a sukkah, that it is a kosher sukkah. Omer Ravuna came to answer the question, loy kashi, it's not a question. Kan bush yesham chalal tefach b'meshech shiva, kan bush einsham chalal tefach b'meshech shiva. The difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa is just whether when he first made the haystack, whether he had a 7x7 with the height of a tefach that was left there from the start. Continues the next Mishnah. Hamashalshel defanois milmalo lemato. And now we're going to learn the sugya of the walls, which are obviously vertical partitions. And we know that typically a wall starts at the roof, at the schach, and goes right down to the ground. That would be a typical wall. But it doesn't have to be. There could be a suspended wall. There could be a wall that starts, that is rolled down from the top, from something holding the schach from the schach, and then just rolling down, not necessarily reaching the ground. You can have a wall that starts on the ground and makes its way up, but doesn't reach the schach. And you can actually have a wall that's suspended in midair. It's held with poles on either side and does not reach the schach, nor does it reach the ground. Well, how do we work with this in the halachas of sukkah? Says the Mishnah, Mashal shel defanuis, milemalo lemato. If you're rolling down the walls from the top, from where the schach is, downwards, im gavoya minor et shlesha tvachim psula. If you've left a gap of 3 tvachim or more from the ground to the lowest part of the wall, it's a posel sukkah. And that's as much space as it takes for a kid, a young goat, to go under the sukkah, to be able to just walk under it easily, and therefore, since a goat can walk through it, it's not considered a wall, and therefore it's not valid for sukkah. Milamata lamalo, if you have a wall that starts right on the ground, nothing can walk under it, but it goes upwards and does not reach the schach, im gavoya sara tvachim, if the wall from the ground and up is at least 10 tvachim high, kshero, it's a kosher wall, and there's no halacha that the wall actually has to reach the schach. Even if the schach is very high, it could be 19 amas up from the ground, and have a tremendous amount of space from the schach till the top of the wall, it's okay, providing you have 10 tvachim of wall on the ground. Rabbi Yosi argues and says that kashem shelemat milemato lemalo asara tvachim, in the same way as a wall does not have to reach the schach, kach milemalo lemato asara tvachim, so too, when you start the wall from the schach and down, it does not need to reach the ground, as long as you have 10 tvachim of wall, either on the ground or at the top near the schach, it doesn't matter, and it's kosher. Even if you have a tremendous amount of space between the lowest part of the wall and the ground, according to Rabbi Yosi, it's called a mechitza tluya, a suspended wall, and it's kosher. Says the Gemara, B'maika miflugi, what are the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi arguing about? They both agree that the walls do not need to reach the schach at the top, but they're arguing whether the wall has to reach the ground. Marasova mechitza tluya materes, or marasova mechitza tluya eino materes. The Tanakama hold that a suspended wall is not matir, is not considered a partition and a wall, but Rabbi Yosi holds a suspended wall is considered a partition and is a halachically valid wall. Tanan hasam. So now we've learned to Mishnah here, Machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi, where the mechitza tluya is valid for sukkah. We learned in a Mishnah elsewhere, an Irvin Daf Pevov, and we're going to now learn about Mechitza Tluya in Hilchas Shabbos, Boiru Shebein Shtei Chatzeris. And we've learned about this at great length in Maseches Irvin. We won't go into all the details now, but one is not allowed to carry from one Roshus Hayochid to somebody else's Roshus Hayochid without an Eruv. And over here, if you have two chatzeres, two courtyards, where there's no Eruv between them, they didn't do Eruv Echatzeres, why not? Could be for any good or bad reason, but either there was halachic restrictions, for example, there was no opening between the two courtyards, or they just didn't want to make the Eruv. Either way, you have a well or a pit of water, a cistern of water, between the two yards, between the two courtyards. That means the half of the boyer is in one courtyard and half in the other. Ein memalin mimeno b'Shabbos. Drawing water from this boyer will mean that you're taking water that was in the other, underneath or in the area of a different Rishus HaYochid in the other Chotzer and you're drawing it towards yourself. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Midrabbonon. And therefore, Boirush HaBein Shtei Chatzeris Ein V'malin Mimeno B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to draw water even from your own side. If Reuven and Shimon each have a Chotzer back-to-back with each other, and Reuven is not allowed to draw water from his side of the boir because he's taking water from Shimon's side into his side. Elim kein osole mechitza asara tvachim. If you make a proper wall, now obviously this wall is a halachic wall, we'll soon see, because you cannot stop the water going from one side to the next. But if you go out of your way to make a special partition inside this boir, just in order that for Hilchus Shabbos it should not be an issue, then we can use a halachic wall and one would be allowed to draw water from his side of the boir. So what would he have to do? What type of mechitza? Elim kein osala mechitza asara tvachim. It's got to be 10 tvachim high, this wall. And let's remember, there is a wall between the two chatzeres above the boir going right over the center of the boir. That's what we said. The boir is between the two chatzeres. But there's no wall inside the boir. So it says that the wall on top of the boir is not good enough. It needs to be a wall that's specially made for the boir. And what wall would you need? You need a mechitza, it's got to be asara tvachim. Now the terms, the words used here, and there's a big issue here with the girasois, bein milamalo, bein milamato, bein b'toich oignoi. And what the Mefarshim here explain, what that means, is it doesn't matter if the 10 tvachim wall is inside the boir, flush with the top of the boir, or if it's inside the boir, just on top of the water, 10 tvachim. Either way, then that is considered a wall that was made in order to allow him to draw the water. There's a special kulah they made for that. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Oymir. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says that it's actually machlekes tanoim. Bishamai Oymirim, Bishamai say, milamaila, that they say that not only would it suffice to have a wall that's low down from the top, flash with the top of the water and up 10 tvachim, even if it's very far from the opening of the boir. Or Basil Oimran Basil say no, rak milamato. It's got to be only lower down, flash with the water, and above the water, 10 tvachim. That was the Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said there was a machlokes tanoim. Omer Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says, I don't understand what's going on here. You have a wall on top of the boir, and the wall is going right over the boir. So why don't you just say it's a mechitza tluya? Relative to the water inside the boir, the wall on top of the boir is a suspended wall. And we know that suspended walls, we view them as if they're going right down. It's based on the logic, or it's not logic, it's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, of good achis, which means you have a wall, we can virtually, halachically, virtually extend the wall down as far as it goes. Reb Yehuda says, loy tehei mechitza, the separation inside the boir should not be gedoyla, shouldn't be stronger min ha-koysel shebeneim than the wall that's between the two chatzeres. And since you've got a wall there, it's a mechitza tluya, it's good achis, we say it's as if it's, the wall is extended downwards, and you don't need any wall inside the boir. So what do we see here? That the Tanakama do not rely on mechitza tluya. They say that you need to build a wall inside the boir. It's only Rabbi Yehuda who says mechitza tluya works for Shabbos. So you have a machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda regarding mechitza tluya b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's matir on Shabbos. And you have a machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah where the mechitza tluya is valid regarding Sukkah. So Omar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Omar Rabbi Yechanon, it was said in the name of Rabbi Yechanon that Rabbi Yehuda b'shitas Rabbi Yosi Omra. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi have the same opinion. They both hold that mechitza tluya is called a mechitza. The Omar mechitza tluya materis. And the Gemara says v'loihi. The Gemara is arguing and saying no. It could well be that Rabbi Yosi only allows mechitza tluya by sukkah, and Rabbi Yehuda only allows mechitza tluya regarding the water in the boir for Shabbos. V'loihi. Loi Rabbi Yehuda savalok Rabbi Yosi v'loi Rabbi Yosi savalok Rabbi Yehuda. Loi Rabbi Yehuda savalok Rabbi Yosi. I'll explain to you why Rabbi Yehuda could possibly only allow mechitza tluya by the boir and not allow it by the sukkah. Ad kan like Omer Rabbi Yehuda hasam elo beiruvei chatzeres to rabbonon. The whole concept of not carrying from one rishus hayochid to another rishus hayochid when it's not going via a rishus harabim is only a rabbinical prohibition, and therefore he was more lenient. Aval hachel sukkah deiraisa. But regarding Sukkah min HaTorah, you need to have biblically accepted and biblically defined walls. It's much more chomor. The whole concept of walls of Sukkah is something which is Deiraisa. In that case, loy, over there it could well be that even Rabbi Yehuda says, we do not say Mechitza Tluya. V'loy Rabbi Yossi Savalok Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi could well argue with Rabbi Yehuda and say, Ad kanok om Rabbi Yossi, when does Rabbi Yossi say that Mechitza Tluya does work? Hocha hiya, ela b'sukkah. Only by Sukkah, the mitzvah sase. Because the concept of Sukkah, it's not more than a mitzvah sase. It's biblical, but it's just a mitzvah sase. Avol Shabbos, but consecrating Shabbos is so much worse than a Sukkah issue. The issa skila, if somebody transgresses the melacha on Shabbos, it's issa of skila. So it's true that carrying from one chotzer to another is only osam midrabbonon. But the halachas of Shabbos, the concepts of Shabbos, are much more stringent than those of Sukkah. And therefore it could well be that Rabbi Yossi will be more stringent regarding the boyer than regarding the Sukkah. Avol Shabbos issa skila loy. V'im toimar, you can ask a question. There was an incident in Tzipuri, we'll soon see what it is, but it was an incident regarding Shabbos, and they allowed a Mechitza Tluya there. And who was the Rosh Hashiva in Tzipuri? None other than Rabbi Yossi. Al Pimi Nase, how could they rely on Mechitza Tluya under the leadership of Rabbi Yossi if Rabbi Yossi only allowed Mechitza Tluya by Sukkah and not Mechitza Tluya by Shabbos? Al Pimi Nase, who could have given that instruction in Tzipuri if Rabbi Yossi himself was the Rosh Hashiva there? Says the Gemara, no. It was after Rabbi Yossi passed away. That's when the incident happened. Lo alpi Rabbi Yossi, el alpi Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi had a son. And Rabbi Yossi's son, Rabbi Shmuel, he took the halacha of Rabbi Yossi, who says that we rely on Mechitza Tluya regarding Sukkah, and he extended it and said, you can even rely on it for Shabbos. Either he knew that Rabbi Yossi held that way, or he argued. But either way, it was Rabbi Shmuel who was then the Rosh Hashiva who had taken over from his father in Tzipuri, and Rabbi Shmuel held that you can rely on Mechitza Tluya by Shabbos. Or my Maisa, what was the incident there? The Chiyosa of Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bovel, Omar, he said, Pam achas shochachu v'lo yivu sefer Torah me'erev Shabbos. They used to keep the sefer Torah. They were afraid that the goyim would ransack the shuls, would destroy or to steal the sefer Torah. So they would keep the sefer Torahs in people's homes, and on Erev Shabbos, they'll bring it to the shul. And at one time, they forgot, they did not bring the Sefer Torah to the shul on Shabbos, before Shabbos. Lamachor, the next day, it was Shabbos. They needed to bring the shul. And the Sefer Torah was either in one of the homes in the same chotzer, or in one of the homes in a different chotzer in the same mavui. Either way, there was an issue of how are they going to bring the Sefer Torah to the shul. And the air of situation at that point was not such that allowed them to easily or to, they were not allowed to carry in that area from the home where the Sefer Torah was till the shul. So what did they do? Pirusu, they spread out sadinim, some sheets, al gaba ha'amudim. There were some posts there, and they actually made a wall, a corridor from the home till the shul, and all the other homes and all the other chatzeres were excluded. It was now a single Rishus HaYochid, not shared by anyone, going straight, a single area from the home to the shul. They brought the Sefer Torah of a koruboy and they leaned from the Sefer Torah in the shul. So the Gemara now asks, Pirusu sol kodaitach, they could spread out those sheets on Shabbos. Mehecha yivyum b'Shabbos. Where did they bring the sheets from? They couldn't carry there. There was no Eruv. How did they manage to bring the sheets and put them on the posts? Elo says the Gemara, Motsu sadinin prusin al gabe amudim. The situation was such that it happened to be that there were these sheets that were draped on the posts, going from the shul till the home where the Sefer Torah was. V'hivio Sefer Torah v'korubay. Now these sheets, they did not reach the ground. They were hanging over the posts, but they didn't reach all the way down. It was a mechitza tluya. And that's what they did. They relied on it to bring the Sefer Torah. And that's what the Gemara asked before. It was in a place of Tzipori. In Tzipori, Rabbi Yossi was Rosh Hashiva. And the Gemara just said before, not like Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yossi did not hold of mechitza tluya by Shabbos. The Gemara answered it wasn't Rabbi Yossi, it was his son Rabbi Shmuel. And in case you're wondering, how can you carry from the house to the shul, from the shul to the house, then they themselves, even if we've managed to disregard everything else, but they are also two different Rishus HaYachids, they should also need an Eruv. And the answer is the Rishonim discussed this, and some even had such a version in Rashi, who says this. Rashi, just in our version, just says three words, V'ein Isur Kan. But others add into this Rashi, and they had that version in Rashi, and Rabbi Avraham Nahor says explicitly that since that nobody lives in a shul, therefore it's not considered the urine, and a type of place that one doesn't dwell in, even though one uses it, and it's Rishus HaYochid, but one doesn't dwell there, does not need an Eruv on Shabbos to carry to and from it, providing that if there's only one house with the urine and the shul, it's not considered two dwellings, and therefore there's no issue of Eruv. Continues the Gemara, Omar of Chizda, Omar Avimi, Machzeles, if you have a mat, Arbo'o Umashu, it might be very long, but its height is 4 and a bit tfochim. Materas besukkah mishum doifen, you can use it as a wall for sukkah. Heicha ovid, how would you be able to do that? We know that the minimum size of the height of a wall of a sukkah has to be 10 tfochim. The answer is toli lei be'emtza. We're talking about that the roof, the schach, is exactly 10 tfochim off the ground. If you take the 4 tfochim, 4 and a bit tfochim mat, and suspend it somehow in the middle between the schach and the ground, pochus mishloisha lemata, with less than 3 tfochim from the lowermost point on this mat to the ground, or pochus mishloisha lemailo, and less than 3 tfochim from the highest point of this mat to the schach, v'chol pochus mishloisha, and we know that whenever it's less than 3 tfochim, kolovod domi, it's so insignificant, we just view it as if it's been, the area has been filled by extension from whatever is on the sides of it, and therefore it's as if you have 10 tfochim. Under 3 at the top, under 3 at the bottom, 4 and a bit in the middle, you have 10. Says the Gemara Pshita, what's Avimi or Rav Chizda trying to impress on us? This is basic calculation, we all know this. No. I may have thought, chad lovud omrinon, tre lovud lo omrinon. I may have thought that to use this chiddush, it's halach l'moshim Sinai, to use this chiddush of lovud, you can use that once on a wall, but to use 2 lovuds in one wall, that we don't say. Kumash malon, that's what they were trying to impress on us. And Tosis asks here already that we saw in Dav Zayin Amud Aleph that one is allowed to use for a sukkah a wall that's made just of poles, just of konim, reeds that are upright around the whole sukkah, even though the whole thing is based on lovud. You've got less than 3 tvachim between one reed and the next. It's kosher. You're using lots and lots of lovuds there. And here we're saying that trei lovud, there was a reason to believe that one doesn't use 2 lovuds. And Tosfos says maybe one can differentiate between uprights, between vertical lovuds and horizontal lovuds. Maybe just the vertical lovuds, we always knew you could use as many as you need. But horizontally, to say that we can use lovud at the top and at the bottom, maybe we would have thought that that would not suffice. And that's what Rav Chizda was trying to impress on us, that it's okay. And Tosfos asks from another Gemara in Erevin, where we see that even horizontally, you can use more than one lovud, and Tosha says that over there it was not, it was just in one specific case. We're not going into it now. You can look at the Gemara's inside. Continues the Gemara. Meisvei, Rav Chizda just told us now that you can use 2 lovuds. You can put a mat of 4 and a bit tfochim suspended between less than 3 tfochim from the schach and less than 3 tfochim from the ground, and that suffices. We're going to see in the Braisa, apparently not that way. Meisvei, machzeles shiva umashu materes besukkah mishum doifen. The Braisa says that you can use a mat which is 7 tfochim wide, 7 tfochim high, if you put it horizontally, and if it's 7 tfochim and a bit, then it's okay. Mishum, because then you have 7 and a bit tfochim of mat, which is solid wall, and then you have 1 lovud, either lovud at the top or lovud at the bottom. Why did the Braisa say that 7 and a bit is matir, is kosher for a sukkah? Why didn't it say 4 and a bit? Do you not see from here that you can only use 1 lovud, not 2 lovuds? Says the Gemara, no. Kitanya hi, that Braisa, is besukkah gedoyle, is talking about a sukkah that was too high, and therefore you wouldn't be able to have 2 lovuds. When can you have 2 lovuds? Only if the schach is exactly 10 tfochim off the ground. But if the sukkah is higher than that, then if you have a mat of 4 and a bit tfochim, you're not going to manage with 2 lovuds, because lovud is just under 3. And if the sukkah, the schach, is 11 tfochim off the ground, then 4 and a bit and twice lovud is not going to reach the schach. And therefore, in those cases, 7 and a bit is enough. Because we know, if you have 10 tfochim of wall, 7 and a bit plus a lovud, then it's called a solid wall. And then you can, you say that it, if it's 10 tvachim off the ground, if you put the 7 and a bit tvachim, just under 3 tvachim off the ground, you have a wall of 10 tvachim off the ground, and the wall doesn't need to reach the schach. If you have the 10 tvachim suspended from the schach, that means you have the 7 and a bit, just under 3 away from the schach, you have 10 tvachim from the schach. If you hold of mechitza tluya, according to Rabbi Yossi, then that suffices. So that's why the Mishnah used one lavud and not two lavuds. Asks the Gemara, Maiko Mashmalon, what is this braisa coming to teach us that you can use lavud? We know that. Answers the Gemara, the Meshalshlin defanois milemailo lemato kerbiesi. The braisa is impressing on us that you can even suspend this wall 3 tvachim from the schach, 7 tvachim mat, 10 tvachim from the schach altogether, and now you've got, you may have quite a large gap between the end of the mat, the lowest part of the mat, and the ground. And this is to impress on us that the braisa holds like Rabbi Yossi that we say mechitza tluya by sukkah. Continues the Gemara Omer Rabbi. Another related halacha, pas arbo mashu. If you have a board of 4 tvachim and a bit, matir b'sukkah mishum doifen, it can be used as a wall of a sukkah. How? And now we're not talking about from top to bottom, we're talking about from side to side. You need the minimum size sukkah is 7 tvachim. So one of these walls that needs to be 7 tvachim, you haven't got a board of 7 tvachim. So what do? Then, umoikim le, you stand this board of 4 tvachim, bepochis mishleisha tvachim samuch ledeifen, you have one of the other walls, and you leave a gap at the corner, at the end of that board, of the end of that wall, you leave a gap of just under 3 tvachim, and then you place this board, then this board of 4 plus tvachim, plus the less than 3 tvachim of lavud, makes 7 tvachim, makes up the wall of sukkah. V'chol pochis mishleisha, samuch ledeifen, kelavud domi. The less than 3 tvachim gap between this wall and the wall right angle to it is kelavud, it's as if it's filled, and you have 7 tvachim. Asks the Gemara, Maiko Mashmalon, what are you trying to impress on us, that you can use lavud with a sukkah? We know that. Says the Gemara, Hoka Mashmalon, what we're trying to impress on you is exactly this, that shiur meshech sukkah ktano shiva, to tell you that 7 tvachim for a wall of a sukkah is enough. We saw it was a machlekes on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Some say you need 4 amis. Some say that you need to that it's enough even to have less than 7 tvachim. So the Braisa is coming to impress on us, you need 4 and a bit, plus a gap of just under 3, you need 7 tvachim. It's the opinion of Bishamai on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that you need enough to have Roshay v'Rubay v'Shulchonay, that a person should be able to fit inside his with his head, most of his body, and a table. That is 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. That is the minimum size of a sukkah. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue the next Mishnah.